Un espacio elegido por el gran hacedor para compartir ideas, pensamientos, poesía, diálogos, pero sobre todo para ayudarte a descubrir tu verdadero yo. Despierta. La tribu de Barak.
Hi everybody, good morning. This is La Tribu de Barak. We are starting with a little mistake. I'm kind of nervous because this is my first program in English. It's a challenge for me, but I will try to do my best, as I said. If you are just starting viewing this video, okay, welcome to La Tribu de Barak. We have sponsors and we want to thank you all support that they are giving us around since 2018, we are with La Tribu de Barak, and before we started with this program, we call it Luna Nueva since 2016. So we spent around 2 years as Luna Nueva, and now La Tribu de Barak is getting to the finish. So there is a lot of changes, but first of all, I want to introduce all the sponsors. First of all, the Fundación ATD, which is an organization is dedicated to help communities to have a better option of lives. So we can support them like three different ways. The first one is donate your time. If you know something like an art or something, you can train the people in that community, in those communities, and so they can learn something and make money with that and give money for families. So that's the first one. The second one is if you have something in a good condition, if you don't use it anymore, you can donate and they can use it or sell it, whatever they need. So you can support in this way. The third is cash donation. If any organization without making profit, the money is never enough. So if you have the possibilities to support them, like giving some cash donation, will be more than welcome. The second sponsor, faceprice.com.mx, is that online travel agency. If you are going to make a trip, come to La Riviera Nayarit or Puerto Vallarta, you can have a very good option just getting into the webpage www.faceprice.com.mx and discover this promotion that they can have for you, like a different kinds of visitors, so you can have access to different promos. So it's a good option, and most of you is easily and is safe. Remember that all the travelers wants is to make safe and starting safe, making a reservation with serious people, serious enterprise. Hacienda La Bendita, which is located in Mazamitla, if you are planning to a social event, this is will be one of the best options because it's in Mazamitla, which is nearby of Jalisco and Colima, even Puerto Vallarta, and with a fresh environment, and they have a really good quality of the building and the equipment, and most of it very serious services. So please check this fan page in Facebook as Hacienda La Bendita, and you can have a really good surprise with them. So now I want to make a small step because we have three different songs. Each song will be a recommendation or a song that remember my family. The first one will be Thank God from Travis Scott, which is recommended from my son Bruno, which is my inspiration in life. So let's make a step, listen the music. For the guys who are watching us from Facebook or Instagram, because you can watch us in Instagram by Turismo Radio channel, so you can do it. But let's make this step. And let's listen to the music. Okay, Tavo, let it flow, and we'll be back.
won't doubt it, I won't. He won't mislead all his followers. Praying on the process, mind and spirit. Feel like I'm floating in my prime time. One life, live it right now. One life, live it in. Devil on fine, he always trying his best. Top of the pole, me and my bros. When the story gets told, it's gonna be BMF. This shit sound hard, it wasn't made easy. You can't live twice, thank God I'm breathing. We gotta go now. One life, live it right now. One life, live it in. Still no pressure, thank God I breathe. Cause shit I speak is what they need, I tell no lies. I'm still up top and still can't drop what they not. Yeah. Last day was filled with slaps, I guess gotta run this shit back. Didn't like the way this shit went down. After it was, I admitted it turned to a beast. This that shit right here that get me going. After I pop me a piece, waited we killing the critics and killing the hate. Might gotta talk to a priest. The way we evolved and knocked down walls, this shit's outrageous. My quarterback calls, I don't like 12 except Tom Brady. Can't short my stock, I still stack tall, you still can't trade me. Storms are minor, but you know she living major.
That's right, Daddy.
When you flying up the side, ain't no cables. Shit so lit, what happened in Vegas and stay in Vegas. Morning time, we check the news, we made the pages.
Hello, my friends. We are back. I hope you like the music. It's a kind of rap. And we have news. A couple of days, Tavo told me about we are getting broadcasting from Instagram. And now is our first program. I mean, at least mine in Turismo Radio channel in Instagram. So if you don't follow Instagram from Turismo Radio, please give him like, follow his this channel, and you can find and access this last program of La Tribu de Barak. Okay, we're back. Thank you all my friends that are connected. We have many friends, many people that follows. Some of them I know them very well, and I want to thank all the support that you are giving us around all this year. Thank you very much. And this program is made just to talk about the challenge, what kind of challenge we have in life. And in my personal opinion, the challenges is a great opportunity to improve ourselves, to make to see different angles of the same situation. Sometimes when in a difficulty comes to our life, we feel that we are not able to confront, to face it up. But at the end, when everything passes away, we turn around our head and see that we do our best, we do all of we can, and the things just happen. And life is strange. I mean, it's strange because what is the challenge? The challenge we can see from different point of view, but mostly the challenges is appear like impossible things sometimes, and we are not feel like able to face it up. We feel like the challenge is bigger than us. But at the end, when we face it up, when we discover our things that we are even know that we have in ourselves, we can discover that we are bigger than we thought of we are. So for me to have this first program, I invite some very good friend that it's, I know he speak a really good English. So I want to take another people to talking in English to be easier for me. But that friend, for any reason, I don't know the reason, at the end we can match the agenda. So I decide not finish this year without making this program in English. So for me, this is a big challenge. So I decide if I'm going to talk about challenge, why do I not decide to make it in a difficult way? And for me, it's because it's not my first language. I mean, I'm not bilingual. I'm considered I talk a medium level of English, but I'm not bilingual. I'm not bicultural. So for me, it's hard to express all my ideas like I do in Spanish. So that's why I decide to make it in English. So explaining that, I will ask you, I want to ask you something. How was this big challenge for you? We are finishing 2023, and I'm pretty sure that you, as I me or everybody, has a little different things. Maybe some good enoughs, and others that are not are really good, or others are bad things. But the basically question that I do it for you is, how was it? How you face it up? When a year finishing, sometimes some people ask me, we trying to make a resume, analyze what was my performance of my life, what this big decision I make it, or why, what decision I didn't take it. Maybe for afraid, maybe for insecure or whatever. But at the end, sometimes it's hard to make a decision. And for me, I was starting like a month ago to stop this program, like La Tribu de Barak, because this was born when I was changing my mind. First program, like when it was Luna Nueva, I talk. I used to talk about technology, marketing, sales, and sometimes something of life. But I get some changes in my mind, so I decide to make La Tribu de Barak, which means tribu is like a crew, you know, like a people watching this the life in some specific way. And Barak means bless in Hebrew. I don't know the word Hebrew, but I decided to put it the name because this bless is really specific kind of traduction, because it's not bless. It means that God's want that you discover a really huge things inside of you, that you are a big human being, a big being. So when you discover you are being blessed in that way, I want to transmit in this program. And we talk about many things, many psychological, many social things, many kind of social new happens. For example, now we are talking about how the way that affect the AI to our lives. We talk sometimes about the difficulty from relationship between parents and son, children and adults, between partners, marriage, how the difficulty is when we have some problem that we can face it up. And we talk about many specific things about how the human being will be better person, better human being, better professional. But starting from inside, we talk sometimes about the spiritual things. I really think that I don't want to be mean or disclaim the religion. I'm okay with religion. I mean, there is some part that we don't really like about religion when it's just based taking you like you don't have to think just to make it, to be in that religion. Many religions are like that. Actually, it's part of the essence of religion, because we are acting like with faith. Without faith, couldn't be a religion. But there is another part, a nice part for me, I mean, this is my opinion, that it contains a lot of our bad feelings that we are for everybody, for us, for life, because inside of us, there is two parts, the good way and the not really good way, the terrible way, because we have many phobias, many deception. So there is inside of us live as good as bad in the same way. So for that reason, we decide to talk about the spirituality, because could it be inside of a religion or could be outside of a religion, like Buddhism. Buddhism is a philosophy, it's not a religion. And they don't decline the existence of God. They just say that you don't must need a God to be a really good person, because the balance, the all that we have inside, we can fill it up, we can put it outside, just with a meditation, with a seeing that we are not able to change the life of others. We can change ourselves. So that's the main thing that I think that could be better, making working us better in society, into our family, because the specific the big example of our society and how we work with society is into the family, because the family is the closest people. They know us very well, and it's kind of funny, because they know us better than other people. But even though we are more aggressive, direct, and maybe not empathic with our family, because we feel that they must to resist, so we are not really political with them. We are political with strangers. But with our family, we are direct, we are so aggressive. So it's funny. I mean, it's not fair, but it's funny. But it is what it is, even though that we don't like it. Sometimes when we reflect that how was the fight with my kid or with my wife or with a really close friend. But at the end, we can show us as we are, with the good things and with the bad things, with the exceptional things that we are like a human beings and the terrible things that we are in like a human beings. So, now we are facing this finish of this episode of La Tribu de Barak. We are planning to have a new program focused in psychological, from internal evolution, more specific about the therapy. And I will let you know the new changes, but first of all, I want to thank you all the good things about we discuss. We have here many friends talking with me, like Olympia, Rafa Romero, great discussions with Gerardo Karim and Tavo. That was actually was born for to another podcast called Pensamiento Crítico. If you didn't see our podcast or listen our podcast Pensamiento Crítico, I recommend to do it, because in that podcast we talk about political, we talk about all the situation that we are live, like in Mexico or like in the world. Now it's for next year coming the election in Estados Unidos, in North America, and here in Mexico we have elections in 23. Argentina has election, and now we have a different kind of politics. Let's see what happened in Argentina. So when I remember how was the 23 in La Tribu de Barak, I can say I have a great experience, great talks with great friends. And when I do by myself, it's okay. I like it, but sometimes I enjoy a great discussion. And when I'm saying discussion, it's a great talk, because we are not fighting. We just put it our opinion in place, and that'll be all. That's the thing that I'm thinking it's losing in our society, because now we are in the two different extreme ways. So if you are with me, you are with me, or you are against me. And it's not always like that, because I can be your friend, I can be friend of someone and have my own opinion. Maybe we can share, but it's my opinion. I mean, the great talk is when we put it our opinion in place. And after a great talk, a great discussion, maybe we can move of that opinion, maybe a little bit, or maybe we change that opinion because the arguments from the other guy was really convincing for me. And that's evolution. That is growing like a person, like a mental, change my mentality. Because if I think that the way that I think is the correct way, I'm done. I'm not growing. I'm getting shortly, and it's not really a good thing. That's my opinion. So I want to make a stop, because I'm getting tired. Speaking English is tired than speaking in Spanish. Maybe because I have to think a little bit to talk and to structure the paragraph that I need to say it. So let's make a stop with we are going to the second song. Is a Guaro remix, which is a song that is this year, I think this year, yeah, this year, at the beginning of this year, I traveled with my wife to Colombia, so it was like a great song. We listen from anywhere, so we want to share with you the Guaro remix. So Tavo, let it flow, and we be back.
Que me traigan guaro, cerveza y licor, y que vengan viejas a pasarla cabrón.
¿Y quién dijo que el hacha es muda, viejo? ¿Don Papipe? ¡Ay, ay, ay!
Mi mujer me ha dejado por borracho y bandido, a no andar agüitado, en la peda me la vivo.
Me voy a emborrachar con todos mis parceros, y como dice el dicho, pa' dentro y pa' dentro.
Porque esta noche juro que te olvidaré, pa' que yo llore, la neta no traes con qué.
No quieres volver, y hay una fila que se muere por este beber.
que me traigan guaro, cerveza y licor,
y que vengan viejas pa' pasarla cabrón,
que me traigan tequila, cerveza y licor,
que suene el mariachi hasta que salga el sol.
Estoy amanecido con dos al lado mío.
Las dos me dicen papi, como que quieren algo, pero yo no he podido.
Estoy adolorido y un poco confundido. La que quiero que me quiera no me quiere como quiero, pero me quiere jodido.
Porque esta noche juro que te olvidaré. Ya me cansé y te juro que te borraré.
No quieres volver y hay una fila que se muere por este bebé.
Que me traigan guaro, cerveza y licor,
y que vengan viejas a pasarla cabrón.
Que me traigan tequila, cerveza y licor,
que suene el mariachi hasta que salga el sol.
Y mariachi, tóqueme la parte que más me gusta. ¡Échele!
Porque esta noche juro que te olvidaré. Ya me cansé.
Here, sorry, we are back. I just will try to speak in Spanish. Sorry, but my regular language is Spanish. So this song remembers when I went to Colombia with my wife. We have a really great time, and this program will be made for talking about challenge. What kind of challenge we have in this 2023, and what happened with us challenge? What happened with our evolution? What happened if we are really getting forward, or we are steady in with the same kind of thinking, with the same kind of treatment with our family? And I'm pretty sure that in Christmas, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the Merry Christmas. I hope you've been have a great time with your family, with your friends. I hope for you. And I was saying that in this season, we used to think about what happened in this year that it's ending, and it feels that sometimes we are not getting forward, and basically is just an impression, because we are getting old, we are growing, even if we don't recognize what we are growing. And there is a little story that about it's not a story, some explanation that Greek philosopher says that we are getting shower, let's say, in the same river, and it's mean that we are the river is not always the same, and we are not always the same, because we are changing every second. We don't get in real, but it's true, we are getting growing up. Sometimes we think that we are growing up, but sometimes we're not with the evolution, it's in the other way around. Because when we are steady and we are not moving, I mean, not in the physical way, in the intellectual or spiritual way, the world, the universe is getting flow, and you're steady, you are not getting grow, because you are getting back, because the flow is getting forward. And if we are steady, we are getting back, we are behind of every evolution. So it remembers me that when I started with the Luna Nueva as a podcast, as a program, our first program was was based just for one story, and I want to show you, to share with you, because it's the way that it is. We started like a Luna Nueva, now like a La Tribu de Baraka, and we think in the same way. It's a history about two wolves, black wolf and white wolf, and it said like that. A young Cherokee boy runs with his grandfather, and he said, "An injustice has been done in a him in a, is filled with the anger and rage. The old warrior sitting on the back and screaming says him, letting him this story. I too, at times, I have a great hatred for those that we have taken so much without any regret of any of do. Inside of me, we have a fight. A fight is a two wolves fighting each other. And the boy asks, and what happened, grandfather? What which wolf will be win? And he said, the wolf that I feed it up, that I pushing, because it's like that. We have the decision to raise, to push, to improve the way feel, the good feelings or the bad feelings, the good intention or the bad intention is our decision. But sometimes we are not really conscious that we are making decision, even if we don't have a decision with a word, but with an attitude, with a silence, with a word, with a laughing, we have making decision. We have making some bridge to get into the other people, getting empathy with him, with them. So that history is remember that like a human being, we are not always good people, but we are not always bad people. And we, when we think that we are good enough, we used to discard, to point it off some people that say the people that are making wrong. So there is not empathy. And it's kind of hard because first of all, we have to make a really improvement inside of us. We have to think how is my performance with my family, with my feelings, with my fear. I was studying this year in 23 about family constellations, and it's funny because I didn't recognize that the priorities, the philosophy of this focus therapy. There is two things inside of constellations, family constellation. The first one is love. Everybody has love, everybody loves, and everybody, it's been loved from someone. That is not a question, it's a fact, actually. Everybody has a family, everybody has a mother, everybody has a father, and they love us. Maybe they don't know how to show you. Maybe they have a little, they make a little mistakes or much mistakes when they raising up from us. But something is sure, that they really has love for their kids, for us, right? But the second thing, that that's the what is the cue of the things is the order, okay? So in any organizations must to be ordered. So the love is not good enough for making good relations and good inside of in us. Has to be order, because sometimes when we love someone, we have to. I'm saying like me, like a father, I'm really protectionist with my son. I really take care about him. I have a lot of afraid that if something bad happened to him, so I'm trying to cover. But it's not necessarily being good father with him, because I am obstructing him about he has bad experience. He has to resolve their own problems. And when I cover, when I protect him, I'm not letting him to growing up. So that's the kind of situation that it really happened. Or in the other way around, when we have a father that they don't really take care about, they have a kids and they let the kids raise by themselves without guide, without knowledge, without taking care, without, I can say love because I'm pretty sure that is love, but it's really knowledge about being parent, about being a guide. And when I was raised by my mother, she loves me very, very much, but she was just like me. She protects to me a lot of things. So in some areas of my life, I can really, I have a lot of, it cost me a lot of effort to resolve because always not the people, in this case, my mother, taking care about it. So I can resolve some areas, not many, but some areas of my life. So when we are thinking about love and order, it means that if we are a father, I've been act like a father, not like a son. I won't be able, I shouldn't be able to demand to my kids, let's say, protect, because it's my job, it's not his job. So when we recognize those things in our lives, it's really easy to know us, to know better as us. What's a challenge of everybody is in some season in our life, we must to recognize what kind of people I am in this stage of my life. What I have to improve to be, when I'm saying better people, I'm trying to say people who being is more peaceful. Peaceful equal is happiness. But when I mention happiness, sometimes change the word. That word sometimes given us to placement is and it is not the same. Happiness, it means like being equal, being relaxed, being peaceful. It not means that without problem. It means that you are okay between a lot of problems maybe, or you are okay between a peaceful. The environment not necessarily affect you or affect you in a hard way, just in a soft way. So thinking in mind that now I'm really involved of the therapies and psychology things, psychiatric things, I was all this year and last year, I was studying a lot of how is to be to trying to be more peaceful, and I find many ways, different ways, because just one way to we can find a peaceful inside. Some way or one way is the religion, like a religion you can find there. Other thing, other way is like a spirituality way, like a Buddhism or another ways. Another is being in therapy, because in therapy we can face it, our problems, we can talk it, we can not imagine, we can talk without restriction about our fears, not only fears, just because when we are thinking about what keeping us not forward, sometimes these are our fears, other is our some thoughts that hitting us, sticking us in the floor, and they can let us advance. Some of them could be that we don't know, feel that we are good enough. Some of them could be that we can construct really relationship with others, like a partner, or like a wife, or like a husband. Or sometimes we have a lot of fights with our sons because we don't see in the same way. So all those kind of thinkers of happiness is sometimes getting big walls that we can get through them and or decline them and keeping forward. So I was thinking with and talking with my wife, my kid about the next level of this program, and I decided to make it a podcast program, just focusing psychological ways and spiritual ways of evolution of Face It Up, and I will talk about many things of psychological things in the next podcast. I let you know the name. We put it with through Turismo Radio. Itau, it's okay with that, and with our regular ways like Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn in my personal profile in LinkedIn, but in the regular of La Tribu de Barak and Luna Nueva fan page, and even Cesar Aleman Coaching, I have a fan page there. I will announce the name and how we were starting, and I would really like to see you there. And I want to thank you about the patience about all this year or all these years, because as I said, we're starting in 2016, so it's a long trip, and I will be it's been a exciting trip. I really enjoy it. I'm in making the program, thinking about what will be the next program, it's always pushing me to keeping forward, keeping make some investigation and have a facts, because I have my opinion, but I always try to bring some information with a really, really trustful sources, because in the net, in the internet, we can find a lot of things about a lot of the same thing, but most of them not always are like trustworthy sources. It's just an opinion. They put it in a blog or something, but it's not necessarily been the better way. So I will try to get information in the trustful sources. It's the way that, like in the academia, must be done. So I like it that way, and I'm trying to do in that way. So for the next period, for the next program, I let you know how will we, which will be the new name. And I want to thank you, all of you guys, not for all those years, because you, if you are in this, on this, at this time in this program, so you have a passion of my not really good English, but I'm trying to do my the best for you. And I want to thank you. I want to thank you to every view, every comment that you are giving to me, and for Tavo, especially for Tavo and his family, I want to thank first of all that he believes in the first program Luna Nueva. He supported me. He helped me a lot. I learned a lot of things about this broadcasting, in being in podcasts, and the first one wasn't even a podcast, was just broadcasting through Turismo Radio, and I loaded up the programs in iCloud, iCloud.com, and after that it's getting was popular the podcast, so we convert to the podcast, and now we are in 23, finishing with finishing the Tribu de Barak. It's kind of for me, it's hard to finish this program, because I taking care about many things, many details. I enjoy it very, very much, the travel, but everything is finished. I mean, it's finished, but it's not finished. It's getting it's evolution, and evolution is mean changes and refocusing, and I want to focus in psychological topics, in psychological investigation. So I have to be deep in that area. So it will be a nice trip too. So I want to thank Tavo for everything. I want to thank you to all sponsors, because I have a lot of sponsors through these years. I have like sponsors like Puerto de Luna, Blue Chair, Movie Picnic, Fundación Atedes, almost since the beginning, Hacienda La Bendita Now, faceprice.com.mx, and others that I really don't remember. Tavo says that, please do not cry. I want to, but I don't really want to do it. Thank you very much. I know it will be a better experience for the next trip that we are starting to take. Thank you, Laura, for helping me too. Thank you very much. And I want to say hi to greetings from Miguel Ruiz. He said that we'll be connected. I don't know if he did, but anyways, thank you, Mike. And to Alexis, thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Roberto and my friend Carlos Elizondo, B-Business, Victor Ulloa, thank you. I don't know if Gilberto was connected in this program, because he don't speak, he understand mostly speak English, but not really much. But if he does, thank you very much. And for ending this program, I want to let you with one song, and let me explain you what this song. The name is Into Yugo. Into Yugo was writing for me when I was getting out of a difficult time of my life. And I wrote a song, and I have a look that I find to Carlos Santana, which make the music for that song, and he sung the song. He has a really nice voice, and I really appreciate that he be able to help me in this project. And I really enjoy to write me. And what's funny, because I just take me 5 minutes to write it, because I have it, feel it in my soul that I really need to thank you to God for every blessing that was given me in those moments for me. And not even in those moments. I mean, I've been a lucky guy in my life. I'm really thankful for God or for the universe or for everything that giving this chance, because I have this opportunity to, this inspiration to write this song. And it talks about, just say thank you that in the really bad situation that I was passing through, I have a great experience feeling him in my life, making changes, deep changes in my life. And that was giving me the opportunity to be a better father for my son. And thank you thanks to God, the universe, and thank you. Thanks to you. And I want to say just please enjoy the song, and see you in the next program. Bye-bye to La Tribu de Barak. And finally, Tavo, thank you again for your help, so you can let it flow, the song, Into Yugo. Thank you, guys. I love you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Sorry. Now, Tavo, sorry. Thank you. Bye. I'm nervous too.
Y sollozos, tu presencia fue un mar de paz. Qué manera de amar, en ti yo encuentro la verdad. No te vayas más, en tu yugo quiero reposar. Me sacaste
amas, bajo tu gracia quiero estar. En ti yo encuentro paz, ya no miré más. En ti yo encuentro paz, ya no miré jamás. De ti
yo quiero pensar y amarnos.
Mi dormir
yo quiero pensar.
Un espacio elegido por el gran hacedor.
Para compartir ideas, pensamientos, poesía, diálogos.
Pero sobre todo para ayudarte a descubrir tu verdadero yo. Despierta. La tribu de Barak. Te esperamos la próxima semana.